Exit polls from Arizona show that illegal immigration was not a big concern for voters in yesterday's Republican primary there. That's even though 2 years ago, Arizona passed the strictest immigration law in the country. Yet only 13% of Arizona primary voters said it was the issue that mattered most to them. Few Latinos, however, voted in Arizona's primary, but they could provide the margin of victory to the winner in November's general election, especially in other swing states like Colorado, Nevada, Florida, and New Mexico. Still, many Latino voters today find themselves in an uncomfortable position. They're unhappy with the hardline anti-immigration stance the Republican candidates have taken, and they're also unhappy with President Obama's record number of deportations and his failure to follow through on promises of immigration reform. Michael Scheer is a White House correspondent for Time magazine, and he wrote this week's cover story headlined, "Why Latinos Will Pick the Next President." He joins us from NPR in Washington. Michael, welcome.
Thanks for having me, Sasha.
Michael, going straight to your story's headline, why might Latinos pick the next president? Do stats show that's possible?
It does, and it actually has to do a lot with what states are being contested right now. We have a number of states in the Southwest and the West, Colorado, Nevada, possibly Arizona, and then we also have Florida. And these are four of the maybe 14, 13 states that will matter in November. They're going to be closely contested. All signs point to, you know, a margin of victory that could be within 1, 2, or 3 percentage points. And we have a situation right now where more than two-thirds of the Latino vote nationwide says the Republican Party either is not interested in getting their vote or is hostile to their community. And what that means in practice is that the historical range in which Republicans and Democrats fight for the Latino vote has shifted pretty dramatically in the Democrats' favor. Since the mid-90s, in every presidential election, Democrats have gotten at least 50% of the Latino vote nationwide, and usually more. Republicans get basically at least 25%, and sometimes more. What is contested is the remaining 25%. And if most of that 25% that is contested ends up going with the Democrats, that could add 2 or 3 points to Barack Obama's numbers in a state like Arizona, Colorado, and Nevada, and could easily put him over.
And what is
over the top?
What is somewhat surprising about so much of the Latino vote going to Democrats is that Latinos are sometimes called natural Republicans, at least on social issues, because they tend to be conservative when it comes to issues like abortion, for example. So why don't Latinos vote Republican more?
You know, that you're absolutely right. And actually, I spent some time when I was in Arizona in Phoenix with a pastor in an evangelical church, a leader in the Latino community there. She had worked very hard for George W. Bush's campaign in 2004, had been sort of a state leader, had pictures of him in her office and a certificate from the RNC congratulating her on her work. And she was saying, I just am not going to be able to vote for Mitt Romney because of his rhetoric towards my community. And so what's happened is the rhetoric around immigration is really the way these issues are talked about almost more than just the policy itself has so turned off this community of people. She told me that the day before we talked, she had spoken before a group of 100 evangelical clergy who work in the Latino community in Arizona. And she'd asked for a show of hands about how many expected to support Obama. And she said something like 9 out of 10 were going to support Obama. And these are people who are, like you said, pro-life, against gay marriage. I mean, these are evangelicals, very social conservatives, natural Republican voters, but they've been so turned off by the Republican Party in their own state and some of the rhetoric nationwide that it's a matter of the Republicans needing to actually reach out to the vote to talk, open a dialogue that just is not existing right now.
You spoke with a Hispanic megachurch leader, the Reverend Sammy Rodriguez. He's sometimes been called the Karl Rove of Latino evangelical strategy. And he said, quote, "Republicans look like us on paper, but don't look like us. Democrats look like us, but don't look like us on paper." Would you elaborate on that? What does he mean?
I think the quote was that Republicans, they don't want our vote. So he looks like us. The Democrats don't look like us on paper, but they want our vote. Mm. Republicans don't look like us on paper, but they don't want our vote. And he's really caught in this quandary. He's doing big voter registration drives at mega churches across the country. And he's trying to tell the people at those churches to vote vertical, which in the parlance of the evangelical community means to vote biblical precepts, which in practice means don't vote for the pro-choice, pro-gay marriage candidate. And he's running up against the fact that The other option is, as he put it, someone who doesn't clearly want our vote. And he was somebody who worked very closely with Karl Rove in 2004. They had predicted growing the margin. I mean, George W. Bush in 2004 got 44% of the vote nationwide, Latino vote, which was a historic high. And they were talking about growing that even more. And what happened is in 2005, 2006, the immigration issue popped up and really alienated the community.
So if Latino voters follow that reverend's advice to not vote for the pro-gay choice, the pro-gay choice candidate, that means they'd vote for Republican. And in that case, they're voting for someone who's had an anti-immigration stance. That makes me think of someone else you quoted. This is an anchor at the Spanish language TV network Univision or Univision, Jorge Ramos. He writes in a companion piece to yours that neither party yet speaks our language, as he put it. So what are the problems for Latinos when it comes to President Obama?
It really has to do with a broken promise. When candidate Obama ran in 2008, he promised that he would put forward in his first year of office a comprehensive immigration bill as legislation that he could support and push in Congress. And he failed to do that. The economic downturn, the protracted fight over health care reform just trumped that issue. They pushed it aside. At the same time, Obama also followed through with another promise, which was to step up enforcement of the immigration laws that exist on the books. And so we have a record number of deportations, and a number of people in these Western states know people who have been deported. They have more than 1 million people have been deported in the first 3 years of the Obama administration. What the Obama campaign is now doing is really pivoting and trying to recapture that group and trying to make up for lost time. There's extensive outreach in Spanish language media, in these communities, in Phoenix, people walking precincts, knocking on doors.
One of those outreach efforts you write about that the Obama administration is using as a blueprint is something called Team Awesome. Could you tell us in about 30 seconds what that is?
Yeah, real quick, there was a city council election last year in Phoenix, and the candidate, Daniel Valenzuela, decided to run on a strategy of increasing Latino voter turnout, and he got a number of college kids, some of them undocumented, who were upset about the immigration issue, to go door-to-door, and they ended up increasing Latino turnout in that off-year election by 480%. An enormous increase, gave Valenzuela his margin of victory.
And that's becoming a model in some ways for how it could be done down there, getting the Latino vote.
It's a dream model for the Obama administration, that's right.
Michael Scherer is White House correspondent for Time Magazine. He's written this week's cover story titled Why Latinos Will Pick the Next President. Michael, thank you.
Thank you.